2 Samuel chapter 3. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. David grew stronger and stronger, but the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Sons were born to David in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon, who was born to Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. His second, Kileab, was born to Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. The third was Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, the king of Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and the fifth was Shephatiah, the son of Abital. The sixth was Ithream, the son of David's wife Eglah. These were born to David in Hebron. While there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner made himself strong in the house of Saul. Now Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. Ishbosheth complained to Abner, "Why have you slept with my father's concubine?" Then Abner got very angry over the words of Ishbosheth and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? This day I am showing my loyalty to the house of Saul your father, to his brothers and his friends, and have not delivered you to the hand of David. Yet you are accusing me today of a crime concerning this woman? God do so to Abner, and more also, if I do not do exactly what the Lord has sworn to David, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over both Israel and Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." Ishbosheth could not answer Abner another word, because he was afraid of him. Then Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Who does the land belong to? Make an agreement with me, and my hand will be with you, to bring all Israel under your control." So David said, "Good, I will make an agreement with you. But one thing I require from you. You must not see my face, except you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see me." So David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, demanding, "Give me my wife Michal, whom I acquired for 100 Philistine foreskins." Then Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, Paltiel, the son of Laish. Her husband went with her, weeping as he went, and followed her to Bahurim. Then Abner ordered him, "Go back home." So he went back. Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, "For some time you have wanted David to be king over you. Now then, make it happen. For the Lord has spoken concerning David, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will rescue my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from all their enemies.'" Abner also spoke to the Benjaminites. Abner went to speak with David in Hebron, with all Israel and the whole house of Benjamin supporting him. So Abner and 20 men came to David in Hebron. David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Abner said to David, "Let me go and gather all Israel behind my lord the king, so that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires." So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. Just then David's soldiers and Joab came back from a raid, bringing great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for David had sent him away, and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the troops that were with him arrived, Joab was told, "Abner the son of Ner came to the king, and he has sent him away, and he has gone away in peace." Then Joab came to the king complaining, "What have you done? Abner came to you. Why did you send him off so that he escaped? Now you know Abner the son of Ner came to deceive you, and to spy out your going out and your coming in, and to find out everything you are doing." After Joab left David, he sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the well of Sherah. David was totally unaware of it. When Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the midst of the gate, pretending to speak to him privately. There he stabbed him in the stomach so that he died, avenging the blood of Asahel his brother. Afterward, when David found out about it, he said, "I and my kingdom are innocent forever before the Lord of the shedding of the blood of Abner, the son of Ner." Let the guilt fall upon the head of Joab and on all his father's house. May there never be from the house of Joab one who does not have a running sore, or who is leprous, or who leans on a crutch, or falls by the sword, or who lacks food." So Joab and Abishai his brother murdered Abner, because he had killed their brother Asahel at Gibeon in the battle. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him, "Tear your clothes and put on sackcloth and mourn over Abner." Even King David followed the funeral buyer. So they buried Abner in Hebron. The king cried aloud and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. The king lamented for Abner and said, "Should Abner have died like a fool? Your hands were not bound, or your feet put into fetters. No, but as a man murdered by the wicked is how you died." Then all the people wept over Abner. All the people came to encourage David to eat bread while it was still day. David swore, "God do the same to me and even more if I taste bread or anything else till the sun goes down." All the people took notice of it, and it pleased them. In fact, everything the king did pleased all the people. So all the people and all Israel understood that day that the king had nothing to do with the slaying of Abner the son of Ner. The king said to his servants, "Do you not realize that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? I am powerless this day, even though I am the anointed king. These sons of Zeruiah are too violent for me. May the Lord repay the evildoer according to his wickedness."